start. We already started, but Mom said the weekend is changing to July 20th. Super family fun time weekend. She thinks. She's going to talk to Mike when they baptize the newest little pig.
That's not very nice to call your niece a pig.
Anyway.
Nor is it
July 20th? Like 17th or 24th?
19th, 20th, and 21st.
That's a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wednesday.
Well, I don't fucking know.
That would be a Tuesday, Wednesday, and a Thursday.
You have a camera, right? Or I mean a calendar?
A camera, right? Throw that out.
Anyway. And also, I learned something that I thought I should... I was going to write it down so I didn't forget, but we watched the Big Love episode, you know, from Sunday, because they started out with season 3 now. Mm-hmm. Apparently, if you're going to transport someone across the state lines, what you do is you make them get out of the car and then walk across, and then you pick them up on the other side, and then you didn't transport them. Well, I just thought...
conscious.
Oh, here's another thing. Just say that you did.
Well, no.
No.
Like, what if they're unconscious, though?
You can't.
Would you roll them across the line? Would that be still all right?
You just park on the hill, so...
Maybe get a sled.
I didn't put them across.
Maybe you could, like, slather them in hamburger.
In hamburger grease or hamburger?
Just hamburger.
Oh, boy.
I'm not really sure what the second step is, but I'm sure that's the first one.
I was pretty sure I should share that, though. I
think the answer lies in a catapult some way.
That's still kind of transporting him, though. I don't think the law really, you know.
Oh, but if they walk over, then...
What do you mean?
They're free.
What do you mean you shot him over the line? I didn't do it. They could have stopped.
Yeah, I slathered him in hamburger and a wild dog pulled him across.
See, that might work.
I knew it would come to me eventually.
Or just tie him to some horses and shoot a shotgun off and let him run.
Oh, wait. Are we recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to shut up.
And it's one of those, you know, if you're going to commit murder, don't Google murder the day before.
No, you got private browsing now with the new Firefox. You're fine.
Well, that's what the Google chat was too. You can go off the record.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they, I don't know if they record it, but they got to do something, because why else would they have that? I'm going to have to read more up about that. Why do they have off the record?
Why do you need it? That's my better question.
Why do we need to go off the record? Anyway, where'd Bob go?
Apparently he ran to the kitchen because I could hear the echoed laugh and not the full-bellied grunt.
Well, if you went to go get a beer, you should have told me, because I would have went and got a beer.
Me too. Kind of a dick move.
And I could have played music while we were gone.
Yeah, if we only would have had... I wonder if I could start a video chat outside of the conference call.
Nah, that's all right. Don't screw with it right now, because we're started. Don't screw anything up. You look at porn in the background or something.
Okay. You can't hear this, right?
Stab, stab, stab. Well, I need Bob to get back. Actually.
No, I'm here. Those are excellent points that both of you made.
Bob, see? We heard... Hey, we heard the plate fall there.
That was a beer bottle, Mark.
No.
That was a plate.
See? Maybe get better speakers on your computer.
Wait a second, are those PlayStation 3 speakers?
Also, we gotta stop swearing probably if we're gonna post this somewhere.
Why? You can beep.
Just saying.
You can beep stuff out.
I still don't think Mom would appreciate. Beep!
This sounds like a lot of post-production work. I hope you know I didn't volunteer for that yet.
I'll do the first one. Just see how hard it is.
Alright, so anyway, on to the topic of discussion. Unless someone else has anything pre-topic.
Stop. Whoops. Putting those in.
I didn't mean to.
Really?
Don't have to make a sound.
Oh, that one was pretty neat. It's like perfect.
Okay, over.
Wait, I got a better one.
No, it was a College Humor one. I didn't even mean to do it. I was just...
I don't care anymore.
So the topic is disposable learning. Because we were having a discussion about how
Joe can make up fake words.
Well, yes, but that wasn't the actual discussion. Because how many things do you look up a day but you don't retain?
Oh, there's some of them I retain.
Well, there's some you retain, obviously. I hope you don't completely go throughout the day without...
That's like saying how often do you walk down the street and not remember everything you see.
No, it's not. Because you make a conscious effort to look up something. Like if someone says, who was the first pick in the draft in 1981? You look it up, but you can't necessarily recall it, can you?
It's been like that forever, though.
No, it hasn't. You wouldn't have that much information at your fingertips.
You remembered everything anyone told you, any fact anyone ever told you before when you were little?
No, but I'm saying think how many things you look up a day and think about when you're like a little kid and you had to look up an encyclopedia.
It's just the fact that it's a lot easier to look up every day. And you learn, you'll have that much more stuff.
So thus you don't commit it to memory as hard.
I don't know. I know Michael Phelps' birthday is 4 days after mine.
Well, that's because you got a bromance with him.
I'd call it a brush.
A brush?
I can kind of see what Joe's saying. It'd be awful hard to compare that to what was it like before easy web access.
Well, and I read a little article today after Joe sent that. And it said it might not be, we're changing how we do things, where before we learn all the technical stuff, but now we're just learning up how to find the technical stuff. Rather than knowing exactly how to write everything in a code, you'll figure out how to find stuff rather than know how to write it syntactically correct.
But you do know a piece of knowledge, then you know how to look something up as opposed to what that actual thing is. I know lots of people who can't, they seem to have problems looking stuff up.
Google.com, search black bears. Now, is that so damn hard?
No, there's that website, letmegooglethatforyou.com.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can look up a lot of stuff every day, and I don't retain hardly any of it. I mean, as far as dumb stuff, And granted, you retain some of it, but...
So what was your argument again?
It was no argument. I think it's just an interesting phenomena. Think how much stuff you look up a day and how much of that you just forget right away. For example, say the internet was down down for a week, and you wanted to learn how to clean out your dryer lint in the best way possible.
Okay.
Or how to grow a steak the best.
How would you do this pre-internet?
You would ask
I might go ask a butcher how to grill a steak, or ask a repairman how to clean out my lint.
So how would that differ then if the internet went down today?
It takes a lot more frickin' time.
It's a lot harder to call them on Skype.
Wait, can I Skype a friend? What the hell does that mean? I'm not being part of this. Yeah, it's
less important to know, the specifics of some technical detail because you have the ability to look that stuff up. Well, I don't know whether I don't hate as much, but it's a lot easier to find something out if I don't know it.
Well, and I don't know if, the best actor in 1981 was the best example, but I look up useful stuff, and it would take me so much more time to figure that out or have to go ask somebody. Or do you think it's making us lazier?
Well, Joe, you're already as bottle lazy as I'd trust you getting before you totally fell apart.
There's kind of a bottom layer.
And you're...
I mean, I guess you might be less lazy if we didn't have the internet, yes.
Well, it's society in a whole. Like, think about it like this, for example. Think if you had the internet when you were a little, younger. I mean, quite a bit younger, kindergarten, first grade, second grade.
I would have seen a lot more boobs a lot faster.
Yes, you would have. But, I mean, basically all you do is type in what you want to know, and it is right there in front of you. Now, granted, you have a little bit better idea of that than we do, but...
So what happens then if you Google something and it doesn't come up? You don't find what you're looking for right away.
Hold on. You're right. You have to have a decent idea how to search for stuff. Some people don't have that ability. like someone the other day says, what is a CMR cable?
Wait, you know what my answer would be?
But he said,
I'm getting my own soundboard.
So you guys look up CMR cable and tell me what that means. It's an electrical cable. Both look it up, and whoever finds it, go ahead and say it. But they're like, how the hell did you find that? I'm like, looked it up in Google. They're like, well, I did too. I'm like, well, I guess my Google skills are just better than yours.
No, I just put in the address bar for Firefox, and I go right to his thing. I think Firefox effed me on this one.
See, again, your Google skills aren't up to snuff.
No. You always start out with the Firefox address search.
I don't know.
Well, I do.
Well, the first thing that came up for me was network cables. However, you gave me another piece of information that it was something to do with electrical.
What does a CMR mean in CMR cable? Because you're going to get a lot of CMR cable because it's a type of cable.
Well, I get a riser, a lot of riser cables going along with it here.
Okay, but CMR distinctly stands for something.
Cat 5.
No.
Cat 5 riser cable camera.
No. You're just guessing. See?
All right, I'll give a better guess here.
Cyclops Mandingo cable.
Is it communications riser?
Yes.
Yes, beat you, Bob.
I already saw that.
Yeah, I already had that. I already had it.
And that came from the freedictionary.com.
Yeah, that's where I found it, too.
I saw that one, but then I found UL versus CMP versus CMR versus CM cables.
Versus BSDM, or? No.
No. But that highlights another problem, is that you can look something up, and then if you have ADD, or you just like searching for stuff, all of a sudden, you have Wikipedia syndrome. You end up on the origin of the Adidas symbol 2 hours later, and you forgot completely about, you know, whatever cable you were looking at.
Nah, I call that the YouTube phenomena.
Yeah, but there's a difference too, Bob, because the YouTube phenomena, you know.
YouTube?
Whatever.
We got it.
But you get stuff like this.
Well, don't we all?
Well, I guess you could get something like that.
It was the internet is for porn songs.
If you specifically looked up that on YouTube, you would find something like that.
No. But my point is,
what'd you look up? What'd you search on YouTube on?
No, Joe's point is, you're looking up CMR cable. Your boss comes around, and you're watching the World of Warcraft, the internet is for porn video.
Hold on. I got
sounds like a problem you've had before, Bob.
No, he thought it was pretty cool, actually.
All right, we're going to take a break here, because I got to go get a beer. Are you guys going to go get a beer?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to play music while I'm gone. And we're back. Or I'm back.
Yeah.
That happens. Oh, also, Bob, we got to figure out, I haven't found it, but I didn't look really hard. You know it's Guinness's 250th anniversary, right?
Guinness's what?
250th anniversary.
No, but I saw Diageo is having problems getting their new brewery going.
I know,
I actually saved an article for you guys because I was a little bit concerned, you know, as a Guinness fan.
But it was actually the day they signed for the lease for the brewery. But there's got to be a day he did that. So I'm pretty sure we should drink that day.
I'm not opposed. I'll see if I can find it here.
But no one seems to have an exact day.
Well, once we go national, should be able to get a Guinness sponsorship out of the deal.
You know what? It's a good idea, Mark. I'm emailing Guinness.
I mean, if they have a theme song or something, if they need us to make one.
Guinness!
Hey, if they need us to make one, I downloaded Songsmith.
You're gay.
Hey, if I could make a Guinness.
I mean, honestly, you may be gay. Did you use Songsmith yet?
No.
I don't know how to use it. Oh, yeah, we're not swearing. Forgot.
Well, Joe and I are not swearing.
I don't know how to pony use it.
There you go. Do you think after a while that we'd have to beep that out, too, because people knew what they meant?
Contact. All right, I'm echoing again. Why do I keep echoing?
Because you suck.
Email Guinness. I'm going to email Guinness.
Hey, Bob, is there any way just to upload files to your site?
Yes.
How?
Are you retarded, really? Have you never posted anything on there?
Joe, don't judge me. I think I posted something before, but I have been mostly a consumer on the site.
What are you buying off there?
Oh, and what if I forgot my name? For the site.
I'll give you a hint. I think it's Mark. In 1759, Arthur Guinness licensed for 9,000 years St. James Gate at £45 per year.
9,000 years?
Well, that's according to Wikipedia. I don't have a citation on that.
How many years before we can start brewing that ourselves?
In 1914, St. James Gate was the largest brewery in the world. Although that's no longer true.
Why?
Oh, I'm assuming there's a larger one.
Well, then you don't know. But that's not true anymore.
The largest brewery in the world is now in Zhongshan, China. Zhongshan City, China.
What do they produce?
Beer.
Well, what kind?
That I do not know.
That's written nowhere in the article. They actually produce goat semen.
Now, is this really disposable knowledge, or is this just knowledge, throwaway knowledge? It's like, we don't need it anyway.
Well,
it might be more of a
Zhongshan City brew.
Like a flash knowledge, where you just need it for that second.
Like, for example, yeah, well, that one you might remember, though, just because it's Asian or Chinese, or where'd you say it was at? I wasn't really paying attention.
You might remember that, though.
Would that be flash knowledge? Zhongshan City, China. They make a few beers, including Qingdao beer.
What can we get around here?
You can get Qingdao here.
Because we could start doing, like, we drink
Corona Extra,
some beer or something every time we do this. Different country.
Or Kolsch.
But that one is a pretty good example. Like, yeah, you don't need to know it, but that one you might remember for a little while. Just you won't remember the name exactly. You know it's in China.
But it's also YouTube syndrome. Quickly went off topic, you know. We're talking about disposable learning, like, oh, did you hear about Guinness?
Oh, okay, so back to my that topic. Well, same topic.
So the main topic.
Well, yes, the main topic. But YouTube's different. Say, okay, I go off and go on a tangent, and I watch Cookie Monster singing Chocolate Rain, you know. And then that leads to, you know, watching other Muppet videos, which leads to Fraggle Rock, which leads to Fraggle Rock and some music video, which, you know, goes on and on and on. Now, none of that knowledge is really, for the most part, worthy of remembering, or you're just, you know,
it's... Or really knowledge at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, for the most part, you can find some stuff on YouTube, like, you know, how to do certain things, like instructables, whatever. But with Wikipedia, for the most part, you're learning something, unless you're, I mean, yes, you can get weird topics like, oh, I don't know, I can't think of a good one off the top of my head, but really,
I went from cables to Muppet porn on a Wikipedia page.
Well, I'm just saying, well, not so much that, but even if you're learning about the origination of Adidas and how they got their brand, it's studying design and studying, you know, business, you know, in general. Whereas watching Cookie Monster singing Chocolate Rain really doesn't get you anywhere in life. But, like, Wikipedia, yes, you do get distracted. But for the most part, I don't really agree with the fact that everybody gets distracted. Because not everybody, you know, one, you have to read it. Whereas YouTube, you can sit there and watch, you know, Muppets or whatever, Teletubbies dance. But Wikipedia, you actually have to put forth some effort.
Well, I agree that not everybody gets distracted by that. I did find, by the way, a 9,000-year lease was signed on the 31st of December, 1759. So you pretty much have to wait till the end of the year if that's your goal.
When was it? Sorry, December 1st?
December 31st, 1759.
What's that, 150? 250.
250.
Yeah.
All right, I emailed Guinness. Even though you told me, maybe they'll send me a coupon or something. Or a free hat.
Shut up. I have a Guinness hat.
You do not have a Guinness hat.
Guinness emailed me one.
You liar.
Did you have to cut it? Mark, Tommy's lying.
If you had video, I could show you right now.
I have video. And don't tell me that, because I'll make your ass go to Skype.
Prove you have video.
I mean, I have Skype.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean.
Well, I'll make you go back to Skype. Ooh. Anyway, I don't think we're staying on topic of disposable learning.
Well, no, but that's kind of the point of a podcast, but not, you know, you can't get so distracted, but...
Maybe we just learn about how we get distracted, because that's really what we're doing.
Well, that's kind of the point. You know, we're doing a podcast while surfing the internet, at least I'm surfing the internet. I'm not sitting here twiddling thumbs.
Well, I'm surfing the internet, but it's all porn. I mean, it's all in one general direction.
It's kind of a funnel. I hope to get to the bottom
of
that.
Let's just say I'm not getting distracted.
Oh, I've read The Origin of Adidas before, actually. His brother invented...
Did you originally start out, though, looking for the origin of Adidas?
No, but his brother, I think... Him and his brother started it, and then his brother started Puma, I think. Hold on.
How did you come across The Origin of Adidas, then?
I don't know.
What did you start searching for?
Speaking of Puma... Wasn't Puma the ones that made the shoes that had a little pocket in it? Or what was that?
That was Keds, I think.
And Keds had a little condom pocket?
Why does it have to be a condom pocket?
Because that's what size it was. Let me go look that up.
I can't figure out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, his brother went away from him, and he started Puma. It's kind of interesting. But I looked up the origin of Adidas on Wikipedia just for the fact of I kind of want to see where I can get from it. Like, can I get to Kevin Bacon from here, you know?
Who's sponsoring your drinking night tonight?
Well, I hate to say it's George Killian.
Ouch.
Well, Megan didn't get me any beer.
Well, the captain's making my night happen. Bob?
Some guy named De Kuyper is helping me out.
De Kuypers? Really?
A little bit of Pucker Dew.
I'm a fan of the Pucker Dew.
Oh, boy.
When you yell like that, it's not going to come through as a yell, by the way. You're too loud.
Wow.
Turns out kangaroo shoes had a zipper pocket on the side.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the boots. That's not Puma. It's a totally different animal.
Oh, no, but I mean, that's the show I was talking about. I wasn't saying I was right about the brand.
Oh.
But he found the shoe.
So it's a pocket kind of along the side of the shoe with the zipper.
Mm-hmm, that's it. And kangaroos.
Well, that's what the internet will get you. And Joe kind of had the point, you know, what would you do without the internet? Like, I would have a tough time figuring out who to call to answer that one.
Mom! Remember those shoes that had the condom pocket? That was referring to my face.
Even if I thought it was Mom, I probably would not ask it in quite that way.
It'd be the comet, the pocket contraceptive is what he'd go with.
Actually, I wrote, what shoe had a little pocket in it?
Well, why would you do that?
Yeah, so was it a condom pocket is the real question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have to be a condom pocket.
I'm gonna. We'll see. Kangaroo shoes.
Kangaroo shoes.
Let's go to the Wikipedia page and see what Wikipedia has to say about it.
Actually, Wikipedia was the number one link for kangaroo shoes condom pocket.
Large enough for a small amount of loose change, keys, or more recently, condoms.
Hmm.
Walter Payton wore them.
You know why.
And
he wasn't carrying loose change, I'll tell you that.
And William Perry.
Well, William.
He had one, I'm pretty sure.
He had one single chicken nugget in there.
Each shoe.
Damn it, who stole my chicken nugget? So, out of the 100 most influential books ever written, how far do you think you're going to get down before I haven't heard about it? If you go to Wikipedia and type in 100 most... Well, actually, I'm trying to see if I can get to Kevin Bacon.
Okay, Joe, have you heard of the Upanishads? Or Upanishads?
Send a link, Bob. I want a link.
No.
Now, this is an interesting list. I've also seen lists of what a Harvard freshman had to read their, I think, first 2 years or first two semesters.
I bet it was more what I had to read.
They were considered the classics, which is might be different than the 100 most influential books.
I can't believe Jurassic Park isn't on this list.
Yeah, me too. Well, I just thought it was interesting. I got from there from the origin of, Adidas.
Well, did you know?
I've seen various links or various lists. Here's one that seems representative. Bartleby.com/HC. Here's the classics that someone at Harvard was expected to have read by the time they graduated. Also known as the 5 foot shelf of books, because that's about how much space I guess they would take up side by side on a bookshelf.
Wow. Good list.
I've read some of them. It's enough for me.
I haven't read nearly enough in my college career as I should have. I'll tell you that.
It's not over, Mark.
I think there's two things with the classics. One is the writing style is often, I don't know if you'd call it higher caliber. There's bigger words in there that to understand them, you have to use a little bit more brain power.
Well, thank you very much.
Some of the ideas in there, you have to use a little bit more brain power to understand.
It's more of just an older style of writing.
If you don't know the words, you got to look it up, you know. So, yeah, not true always, but for the most part, there's tons of words in there you got to look up. Well, it's not, I mean, yeah, you're using more brain power, but you can't just make up what that word means, you know. You actually have to go find out what it means.
Well, it's not just knowing what the words mean. I don't necessarily see them. I don't see them in this list. But Dostoevsky, for instance, does very in-depth
look at
character development.
Number 18 is Crime and Punishment.
And?
on which list?
It's way at the bottom, so probably whatever the last list is.
On your list, Bob.
Fiction.
Okay, yeah, Fyodor Dostoevsky. His character development was such that he would go into great detail on different characters, but you know, to keep all those details about the character in your mind, you need a little bit more than just reading like the daily newspaper.
Yeah, need more RAM.
A little bit more RAM, yes.
A little bit more RAM.
See, I'm good enough now where I can have virtual machines. So I could read like 3 books at once, I think.
In your head?
I'm thinking about upgrading, though.
Another one, the original Beowulf used, I think this is part of what Mark was saying, the style is the Old English or Middle English. Once you understood what he was saying, you knew what the words were. But I think there's both spelling and style there that makes that more difficult.
And I think that
I still have issues with...
I got the Kevin Bacon from the origin of the Adidas shoes.
Now, okay, I want to go back. Let's go back to it.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay.
Not that I don't trust you, but I don't trust you. The Adidas or the Adidas Samba?
The origin of Adidas.
The origin, I just got Adidas.
Well, yeah, I think that's what I came up with.
Sure.
Wasn't even that many. Okay, you're going to laugh at some of them. Because I was just clicking for a while.
You can't just click.
Well.
Why don't you just, okay. Like, if you went from footwear, you might just happen to get on the Footloose, and you're right there.
I know, but you have to go off links that are on that page.
I know.
Well, let's see how many steps you can do it in, smartass.
You go with yours, and I'll find a better way later.
All right, go to Adidas, okay?
I think everyone's been there for a while now.
Okay, go down to the bottom. It has David Beckham. I gotta do it from. I know how I did it, but I got my thing open, but it only tells me what I clicked on. So you have to find that word, I guess. I guess you could do that. And then off David Beckham, go obsessive compulsive disorder, and then. Off of that, go sexual obsessions.
Joe, have you done this before? Like, this is really your first time?
No,
I've tried to go from Adidas to Kevin Bacon before.
No, I haven't.
Well, who would do this? I mean,
I was just clicking on random links to start off and trying to find a buzzword.
I got sexual obsessions, but there's no link for that.
Yeah, see, also at the bottom has sexual obsessions.
I was starting at the bottom a lot just to begin with, but then I started clicking in the middle. So, and then anxiety disorder.
The Firefox search beats IE search by about 1,100 times.
1,100 times.
If I had to estimate.
I would need a citation for that.
No, I can make one up.
You get your anxiety disorder?
Mm-hmm.
Next one is psychologist.
How could you just be randomly clicking if stuff's at the bottom all the time?
Well, that's what I was starting off with, but I'm like, I'm never going to get there like this. And then psychology. I'm just telling you how I did it. And then list of psychologists. And then for some reason or other, I just picked a random name. Elmer R. Gates.
See, this is why I think he's already done this before.
No, I haven't.
Who doesn't pick Elmer? Really?
Actually, I was going to cheat and go to Freud. I thought maybe that'd be a better one, but I didn't. I just said, no, I'm going to pick a random name. And then off Elmer R. Gates, I picked Napoleon Hill on his page. And then off on Napoleon Hill's page, I said, list of best-selling books.
Well, that's just...
Why? I was just trying to get Kevin Bacon, so I was just...
I'm just saying the list of best-selling books should be accessible before this point.
Now, I want to point out one thing here. Once you get a list of best-selling books, you can compare that against the Harvard Classics and the 100 Most Influential Books.
Well,
I'm sure you could.
I'm just trying to relate it back.
That's on the bottom right there. See also.
So then I did Chinese classic texts.
Footloose isn't one of these?
No, wait, I didn't.
Isn't Footloose one of the best-selling books ever?
I didn't do that one. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
We know it's wrong because it's not on the page.
I clicked on Roman mythology. Actually, no, sorry. What I did was... Okay, go back. Go to the best-selling books again.
I've been there.
Yeah, there.
Okay, I did Aeneid first.
Oh, Aeneid.
Yeah.
How you spell
that? And then I clicked on Chinese text. That was screwing me up. But Aeneid was my link to get there. And,
what was your link?
It's like the number 10 book on that list.
Just tell me how to spell it.
Aeneid was the number 15 book on the 100 most influential books written.
I thought we weren't on that page. I thought we were on the list of best-selling books.
I said I clicked on two links at that time. So are you on the Aeneid page?
Pretty close.
Well, it's kind of hard to follow, actually. I was just clicking links randomly.
I noticed. Okay.
And then Roman mythology. And then Zeus.
Is that with a Y?
Not Jesus. And then AIDS.
AIDS?
AIDS.
Hades.
Hades, really,
Joe? The same thing.
Really?
The closer pronunciation, I think, is Hades.
Or the correct one.
And then Styx.
Yeah, they are a great band.
Actually, I kind of was hoping I would get them, but it's not. If you click it off,
that's a real disappointment.
But you can go straight from there too. Styx, the band.
Nice.
And then I went The Divine Comedy.
I can't believe we took. Oh, I guess yeah. I think I have. Do remember this? I see where you're going. I think.
And then let's see, Tuscan dialect.
Why'd you go to that?
I don't know. And listen to this.
Hades.
That's how dictionary.com says it.
What is it?
Hades.
Yes.
That's what I said.
What'd you say, Joe? Hades.
Hades.
Whatever. Anyway.
And there's not three D's in there either.
All right, what are you on? Tuscan dialect?
Yes.
The Adventures of Pinocchio.
I can't believe you stayed on this train this long here.
I was trying to get the Kevin Bacon, man.
There had to be a quicker way.
Well, I'm sure there is a quicker way. I'm sure this isn't the most optimal way.
Because the Adventures of Pinocchio, I don't remember Kevin Bacon in that.
Pinocchio, 1940 film.
Like, did you just like click on a link and search for Kevin Bacon? If you didn't get it, click on another link randomly?
No. I knew eventually I'd get to something where I knew how to get to him. And then Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Hold on. The 1941?
Yeah, did it say 1940?
Yeah, it says 1940 film.
Yep, yeah. Sure. And then Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937 film.
Yep.
And then AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movies.
I hope that you actually went down and looked at the different movies.
I know exactly how to get to it from there. Pulp Fiction.
He asked me in one of these movies here. Is Animal House on here?
Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino, Reservoir Dogs, and then Chris Penn, who was in Footloose with Kevin Bacon.
God, I just, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure there's an easier way to get to it. I was just trying to prove a point.
I mean, it kind of sounds like you're hitting your balls on your click on your mouse, clicking on stuff.
Nope. Nope. Oh.
This is why we need video for that moment right there.
I knocked off my camera again.
Good thing we aren't using
it. That's a shock.
It's not a shock. But
you're right, that was not.
That was a pretty bad point, but
you had a point? What was your point? Because I missed that one.
Well, essentially, you could get to Kevin Bacon from anywhere in Wikipedia.
Okay. In Footloose, Revan Moore's daughter was named Ariel.
What does that mean?
Also in The Little Mermaid. I think I can get to The Little Mermaid faster.
Well, that doesn't count. I was taking a random subject. I think I could get to Kevin James from Kevin Bacon.
All right. New quest of knowledge. I don't know what it is, but we need to get off the Kevin Bacon from anywhere.
Why? It's like a crossword puzzle.
Do you know Footloose estimated budget was $8.2 million?
Once again, the flash knowledge right there.
Actually, of course I knew that. Footloose is my favorite movie ever. Yeah, that's one thing you'll never need to know, I'm
or
sure.
Or we could just go through and start reviewing all Kevin Bacon movies.
Oh, I hit Kenny Loggins.
Oh, I had Kenny Loggins on Footloose page, buddy.
I'm going back to Adidas and starting this train over.
Yeah, if you know how to do it, I taught you.
No, I don't know how to do it. I'll find a better train than the random clicking.
Fine, but
the original idea was 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, which means you should have been able to get there in six lengths.
Six degrees of separation, Bob. Not 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Well, you could have. Shh, Megan's here. Don't say anything bad about her.
She's jealous, isn't she? She wants.
I think I stopped talking after you said that. Thanks a lot.
She just wants in on the fun. But you know what, Megan? You can't because you don't have two.
Oh my!
Wow.
Probably gonna have to beep that out, Mark.
What Megan's name? Why?
You know what? Beep. You can't join. And you know why?
Because beep.
You don't have beep, 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 beep.
I want to find Kevin Bacon like three clicks. That'd be so awesome. Just put it to his face.
You can't do it off of there. It's not a, it's not a game now.
It is. It's always been a game. I just don't want you to win.
I don't know if we solved the question of disposable earning.
I thought you said earning there for a second.
Like Joe's disposable learning is, I don't know. There's more than one kind of knowledge in the middle of there. There's flash knowledge, which just is the guy asks you a question you're sitting with, and you need to go look up the answer quick. But then there's the question that you've always wanted to know for a while, and just didn't have the answer, didn't sit down and figure it out. But you'll remember that a lot more than that, the flash question. You probably won't remember, like, if you see someone on TV and you just have a quick question about them, you won't remember that.
Well, I think it's more that you make the conscious effort to, you're the main one making the conscious effort to, you know, look it up. Yeah, if someone else looks it up and just tells you, yeah, you might not know it either, you know? You know, if you look it up, then you're putting in the word and you're looking for the answer instead of someone just telling you and not paying attention like I, you know.
Oh, yeah, we get that you don't pay attention.
I guess. Because I could go to Internet Movie Database straight from your Adidas page.
Wow.
But that really isn't getting back to the Kevin Bacon Wikipedia page. I was looking for the best opening link.
Well, it's not a point of that you can do it in so many steps.
Yes, it is.
My point was that you can get distracted the same way you can get distracted at, you know, YouTube, but you're actually maybe learning stuff in the meantime.
Really, when you're random clicking like you were?
I think, well, you proved the distraction point.
No, I'm not proving that you can get to... I'm not even trying to prove that you can get to Kevin Bacon.
No, I think you proved the distraction part of it.
Yeah.
Well, I think just us being distracted proves that.
Well, thank God we proved something.
So our conclusion is, the internet can get you distracted.
I think that's what I got out of it.
Well, but my point was Wikipedia is a lot different. If you get caught on Wikipedia, even if you're looking up Kevin Bacon, that's going to be a lot different if your boss catches you and you're watching Muppets dance to rap songs or something.
You think I can get to something illegal from Wikipedia in 4 clicks? So I just put a challenge on myself.
Also not... Now, that's kind of a point, too. Like, what's illegal, Mark? What kind of shit are you going to?
We'll see. That whispering that you have on that kind of sounds illegal.
That wasn't me. That's
the only limit is yourself. Welcome to ZomboCon.
Oh, yeah?
Welcome to ZomboCon.
I'll always learn, Bob. I'll always win.
Well, I think I may call it a night. This was a good first attempt.
We may need to try and get a video later.
For Mark's homework, he's got to figure out how to get 3-way video.
I have to edit this crap and put in songs over Joe's crappy songs.
We'll draw my song.
They're not going to sound good?
Well, doesn't matter.
I have to beep out Mo like 3 times.
You only played Mo.
I know, but it was worth it.
But he still has to beep it out.
All right, so I'm going to stop recording.
All right. Now for the good stuff.